Thank you very much. I am very grateful to the organizers, especially Islam and Liberty Network, and most particularly Mr. Ali Salman, for inviting me to the conference and giving me the scope for presenting my paper here. The title of my presentation is Development and Freedom in Bangladesh. Development is, or the concept of development primarily has been concentrated within only economic development. And later on, the notion gradually modified to incorporate the fulfillment of basic needs, then different social aspects by different UN documents, particularly Sustainable Development Goals, Millennium Development Goals, and by the latest Human Development Index. Now, the concept of development incorporating two important aspects, economic aspects and social aspects. Social aspects basically incorporating access to healthcare, education, etc. But political aspects have been ignored in the definition of development. That was identified by Amartya Sen's development of freedom concept. Next, please. Development as freedom concept of Sen incorporated all the three aspects in the definition of development: political, social, and economic. He basically categorized five components to be examined to evaluate the development of a country, the development of a nation. Next, please. The first one, economic facilities, social opportunities, protective security, political freedom, transparency guarantees. So first one related to economic development, second and third related to social aspects, and fourth and fifth related to political development. That means now, or by development as freedom concept, three aspects have been incorporated in the concept of development. I have tried to evaluate my country, Bangladesh's development, taking this idea in center. For the first time after independence, my country, Bangladesh, in 1971, for the first time after establishing democracy in 1991, the ruling government or Awami League government has been ruling the country for more than 14 years, since 2008. During this period of time, the country basically earned significant economic developments in terms of all economic indexes. For example, growth of GDP or foreign exchange reserve, or just kind of all other indexes indicating to the development of the economic development of the country under the government. As we see, GDP, it was 6.5 in 2005 and 6.9 in 2021. It has been consistent after 2011, having more than 6, except 1 year for COVID-19. And per capita GDP, next please. In just kind of all economic indexes, the country basically earned huge achievements, it can be said. In terms of GDP, the country, it was 890 billion in 2008, and it became 1684.4 in 2021. Foreign exchange reserves, it was 5.79 only, but it now became 46.17 billion. So in just kind of many indexes, the country earned economic development. Next, please. Income equality has been consistent. There has been fluctuation in income inequality. Next, please. Poverty headcount ratio, it reduced basically. We see 48.9% in 2000, but it now became 20.5 at national poverty lines. Under poverty lines, 2.1 per day income. 2020, it was 30.3, and now in 2016, it became only 13.5%. So that all this indicating to the economic index of economic freedom, the country's overall score was 47.5 in 2009, and it became 54.4 in 2023. Excepting some, as I identified here, judicial effectiveness, fiscal health, business freedom, labor freedom, in all other indexes, the country achieved huge number of economic achievements. The country or the government prioritized some development projects. I mean, I identified as fast track project here, that also representing economic development. In terms of economic freedom, the country ranking second only after Bhutan and surpassing India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Pakistan, or Maldives, according to Economic Freedom Index. So economically, the country achieved a lot. In terms of social indexes or social development, these are, next, please. In terms of social indicators, the country also achieved remarkable achievements in almost all indicators, especially life expectancy, infant mortality, under 5 mortality rate. It has significantly been reduced, and the literacy rate, that also increased. Please. The government has also initiated many social safety net programs that also indicating to the development of social aspects. Next, please. In the political aspects, that is very different scenario. The country has a very different scenario in the development of political freedom. In all indexes, the country deteriorated drastically in all the indexes of political freedom. Press freedom index, it was 3.7 in 39. Before, please. 37.33, and it became 35.31. We should mention that in 2009, the Awami League government was taking over the power from a very military-backed caretaker government. So at that time, it was in a very critical situation, but the government could not improve the situation. Democracy Freedom Index, it was 5.87 in 2008. Consistently, it decreased, but since 2010, it is now consistent with 5.99. And Corruption Perception Index, the country, it was 24 and just 25 in 2023. Fragile State Index, the country was at 98.1. It was almost at the edge of Fragile State, but in that case, the country has a significant development, 85.2. And in the Freedom of the World report, overall score of the country is 49 in 2015, but it became 40. I mean, overall score in the Freedom of the World report, the country's score has reduced. Political rights, it was 20 in 2016, but it reduced to 15. In the Freedom of World report. Civil liberties, it was 27 in 2016. It reduced to 25 in 2023. So it can be said that the Freedom House has a different index for democracy, for measuring democracy or democracy index. But the country has not been listed among the in the list of democracy index because of its could you please next, please. The government has initiated some acts, digital security acts or etc., which has many sections to that is non-bailable. If you criticize the government, if you criticize the any ruling party political leaderships or just kind of things that are related to the government, you can be detained, even you can be imprisoned for a lifetime. Just kind of very strict and very harsh acts have been introduced in the country that also indicated to the deterioration of political aspects. So in conclusion, I just can conclude with the statement that in terms of economic development, in terms of social development, during this period since 2008 until today, the country has remarkable achievements, basically. But in terms of political development, in terms of political freedom, the country took hundreds of steps back. Thank you very much.